Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we got our good buddy Rick Maurer back on the show. Rick Maurer is an organizational change agent. He's a consultant and helps people deal with the changes, not just deal with changes, not just manage changes, but lead with changes. And he's done so many things with us over the years to help us understand how we need to be responding to this ever-changing and increasing velocity of the change that's coming at us. And I love his books. One of them is called Beyond the Wall of Resistance. And then, of course, my favorite title of any book of all time is my often lament in my world, Why Don't You Want What I Want? Rick Maurer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
That's the color. That's what happens. That's the that's sort of the tagline of my world. You know, my the sky is pretty blue in my world, Rick, and I'm always lamenting, why don't other people want what I want? It's just why doesn't the world want to you know, align themselves more with me, Rick? What's up?
I don't know, but I'm going to put your picture on the cover of the next edition of the book.
So. There you go. Well, you need to put my picture up, you know, with my hands outstretched in this, you know, why? Hey, Rick, it's good to have you back as
Thanks.
Always. One of the things that I probably have told you before, and I know my audience has heard me say this, I'm a social media heretic. A heretic is somebody who is a true believer but doesn't like the status quo. And so it always makes me nervous when I see small business owners. I guess what I should say, I'm torn between encouraging small business owners to use the social media platforms that are out there. I want them to do that because I want them to understand that this is the face of the way. This is the environment that you're going to be working with customers in the future. But I also want to encourage them not to fall too much in love with those platforms, mm-hmm. because I don't think they're going to be around in a few years. We're going to have to build our own platforms. What do you think?
And, you know, I hadn't thought of it that way. I mean, the first part of it is yes. I think it's our obligation, as you know, all of us being business owners, to say what's going on in this whole social media world, and what can I learn from it, and what do I need to do. And maybe for some owners, maybe nothing right now, but for a lot of us, the answer is yes, there's stuff we could do. I hadn't thought about the second part of it, though, that these particular things like Facebook and MySpace may not be around.
Well, look at this, Rick. MySpace has already laid off a third of their people.
Oh, I knew
Facebook
that.
Facebook has had some security issues.
Yeah.
Twitter goes down quite a bit. YouTube has never made a nickel for their owners. I mean, it's one of the top 10 biggest financial failures of all technology, because these things don't make money. How long can they be sustained?
Well,
and so all I'm saying is I'm just encouraging people to use these platforms, and learn about this direction I think we're going in, which
right.
is where the customer has more control, but also simultaneously in a parallel universe, build their own platforms so that if Twitter goes away one day, you're not out of business.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. And the way that I look at all of this stuff, whether it's what I put up on the website, on the internet, or what's already out there, it's like taking a snapshot of today, November 10th, and saying, all right, so what's there now, what I need to do today, and knowing full well that what's on my website today and the kind of things I have there probably is going to change a lot in 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
And I think to your point, a lot of the existing structures like Twitter, which I particularly don't like, but they're either going to not be there or they're going to morph into something else.
Right. But either way, it's somebody else's platform.
Yes, that's right.
And that's the thing that concerns me. Again, I'm not saying don't use them.
Right.
I'm saying don't count on them, and don't build your business model around that being successful and available to you.
I agree. I agree with you.
So if we're on that common ground, what do we do about that?
Well, I can tell you what I did. You know, you mentioned before that you know that I'm a consultant and I advise mm-hmm. people on change, and I work for myself. And it's hard to have conversations with people unless I'm sitting down with my individual clients.
Right.
So I created this what I call change management open source project, and it's free. Anybody can sign up. They just have to give a little bit of biographical information, like a sentence or two, just so that I know that it's not spam, so that I can approve them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and I have no. You know, there's no restrictions on signing up. But once you sign up, there are conversations going on. And mm-hmm. so you could say, you know, I'm really interested in. And so you pose that. And some of these conversations get a lot of activity. Some get none. So you start to know, oh, I mean, maybe I'm the only person in the world who's interested in this.
Mm-hmm.
I've really got to do some study. But in other cases, there's these really rich things going on. I'll give you an example. My book, Beyond the Wall of Resistance, is going to go into paperback after... 19 years.
Wow.
Or not, excuse me, 14 years. And so I've decided, all
that's
right.
Good, that's good news.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, it's good news for people who need to be getting it.
Well, thanks. Yeah. Well, and I thought, all right, so how come statistics, I mean, the failure rate is as high today as when I wrote the book
mm-hmm.
15 years ago? And so I said, why? So I asked a question of the community, and I said, so what's missing? And a lot of the people who are members are people working in business, and a lot are consultants. And I'm getting these great responses. I mean, I'm not getting one and two sentence things. Mm-hmm. I'm getting people who clearly thought about it, and I'm learning a lot. And then I put a bunch of free resources there, and other people are starting to say, hey, I did this research on quality and what it takes for to sustain quality in organizations, what a leader needs to do, and here's the report. And somebody said, I wrote an e-book on leading after layoffs. Mm-hmm. It's free. Here it is. So it's become this repository for stuff where people mm-hmm. are going to it saying, I can mm-hmm. learn something here.
So basically, you're building a community, aren't you?
I am.
And see, this is the thing, and now we're coming back to the thing that this is where I show my heretic stripes, Rick. I don't like the term social media.
Yeah.
I think it's an unfortunate term. It describes technology. It doesn't describe the community. And I prefer, I don't care what my small business audience calls it, but in their head, I want them to think building online customer communities.
I think you're absolutely right.
That's
I think
the future.
Yep.
Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Right back with Rick Maurer after these messages. His book is called Beyond the Wall of Resistance, soon to be in paperback. Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues band, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. Lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter, all of that, anywhere from anywhere in between 15 seconds and 15 minutes. So check it out and use it to your advantage. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I am there. I'm at Jim Blasingame, so check it out. Rick Maurer is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Beyond the Wall of Resistance is one of his books. The other one is Why Don't You Want What I Want? He is a change agent expert, consultant, working with people to help them not only deal with change, but to actually lead with change. Rick, we're talking about... Oh, by the way, before we go any further, I want you to tell the audience how we can find your books, especially the new paperback version, and I want them to be able to sign up for your community that you talked about a while ago, because I want them to see what that looks like. See, this is you building your own community outside the walls of any other kind of structures.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Okay, so the best place to go is to rickmaurer.com, and it's RickMaurer, rickmaurer.com. And there, you can access my books. My paperback, the paperback version won't be out for a year, but all the other stuff is there. Plus the fact you can sign up for, on the homepage, you'll see a place where you can sign up for what I'm calling the Change Management Open Source Project. And I would urge people to at least click on the link that takes you to the Change Management Open Source Project, because you don't have to sign in, and you can get a sense of who's a member, what are the conversations going on. Now, you can't take part in any of those, mm-hmm. nor can you access, like, the podcasts. I've got a ton of podcasts now with experts and practitioners, and I've got an e-book, and I've got all that. You can't access that without signing in. But you can sense, like, oh, this is what it is. But, mm-hmm. you know, something we were talking about on the break, and you were talking about the importance of online community, and I agree with you. My community is much bigger because of this. When I started it in July, I had about 200 people sign up, and these are people who I knew probably, oh, two-thirds of them, maybe not even that much. Now, as of this morning, it's 347 people from 25 countries.
Wow.
In every continent except Antarctica.
Wow.
I have no idea they must be doing Change Great down in Antarctica, and they don't need it.
I think the penguins are doing fine down there.
That's
now.
Right. But, you know, yesterday morning, I had a phone conversation with a guy from Malaysia who's on it. I did a podcast with a guy from Great Britain who I didn't know. I was at a conference last month and said, hey, if any of you are going to be at the conference, stop by. And a guy comes over. He's from Japan. And we got talking, and he said, the next day he comes up and he said, oh, I went to to the website again, and I read that article. And so we had a second conversation. So I'm engaged with people in a way that... And engage with people I would never have met otherwise.
Right. Exactly.
And I think it's a real opportunity for your listeners.
And see, here's the thing now. There's two issues here. Number one is you're networking and you're meeting these people, but instead of saying, follow me on Facebook, friend me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, you're saying, I have my own platform.
Yes.
And you built it. Now, what I'm saying to small business owners who aren't like... See, you and I are not like the average small business owner. We don't own a storefront, basically.
Right.
We don't, you know, we're wordsmiths, we're thought leaders. So we have a little bit of a different kind of business. But these other guys, you know, they're not... Their business is not in the business of talking and writing. But, so, they got stuff to sell. And so they don't have as much time. But what I want them to do is start... creating some kind of a platform like yours so that customers can come there like your network is, which are essentially your customers,
mm-hmm.
and so they can come to that platform and use it and interact with you and work with you outside of the parallel with the common social media platforms. That's what you've done. That's a perfect example of what you've done, exactly what I want small business owners to do. But now the good thing about the Twitter and Facebook and some of those is they're great training grounds. You can see the future of relationships with customers happening in front of your very eyes right there.
Well, and you can also, I have a colleague who actually gets business by engaging in some of the conversations that go on LinkedIn, the more professional ones.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm.
And she said, I do not sell anything on there. But she said, the way I respond to the questions is if it was a real customer of mine. And I often, somebody else will say, hey, I love the way you answered that question.
Yeah.
Can you help me?
And see, what that is, Rick, that's her demonstrating the values.
Yes.
When she said to you, I don't sell anything in those conversations, that's her defining her values with an S.
Well,
and those values are what attract people to her. If she'd answered the question and then said, by the way, this is what I do for a living, please hire me, then that would have been a different kind of value, and that would have been what people might, some people would have liked it, some people wouldn't have liked it.
Well, but it's also, there's a value on the internet now, and the value is in a network like that, social media, I know you don't like the phrase, is to not sell.
Yes, exactly.
So if you come in and try to sell, it's not only your value that's being maybe disrupted,
right.
but it's theirs. And one thing I would urge people to do who are listening is think about it in some ways, like as an analogy, like people who send out newsletters. There are some people who send out newsletters and they actually have content in them.
Right.
Others, all it is a big brochure.
It's all about them.
And that is not what you and I are talking about.
Well, here's the thing. They both have a place. You just have to decide which one you want to follow.
That's true.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, give us the website again. Tell us how we can find your network again.
Yeah. It's Rick Maurer, RickMaurer.com.
Check it out, folks. It's good stuff, whatever Rick has. Hey, Rick, good job today. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.